2 Kings, chapter 12. In the seventh year of Jehu, Joash started to reign, and he reigned for 40 years in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Zibiah from Beersheba. And Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all his days in which Jehoiada the priest taught him, except that the idolatrous raised sites were not removed. The people would still sacrifice and burn incense on the idolatrous raised sites. And Joash said to the priests, "All the money from the sacred donations which is brought into the house of the Lord is money passing under the counting rod. And each person brings a voluntary amount of money according to his valuation or whatever sum arises in the heart of a man to bring to the house of the Lord. Let the priests take money, each one from his acquaintances, and let them repair the breaches in the house, all of them, wherever a breach is found." But it came to pass in the 23rd year of King Joash, when the priests had not repaired the breach in the house, that King Joash called for Jehoiada the priest and the other priests, and he said to them, "Why are you not repairing the breach in the house? So now, do not take money from your acquaintances for yourselves, but spend it on the breach in the house." Then the priests agreed not to accumulate money from the people, and so failing to repair the breach in the house. And Jehoiada the priest took a chest and bored a hole in its lid, and he put it next to the altar, on the right as one enters the house of the Lord. And the priests who kept the door put all the money which had been brought into the house of the Lord there. And it came to pass, when they saw that the amount of money in the chest was large, that the king's scribe and the high priest went up and put it in bags, and they counted the money which was present in the house of the Lord. And they paid the money which had been weighed out to those who carried out the work, who had been appointed over the house of the Lord, and they spent it on carpenters and builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and on wall builders and hewers of stone, and to buy wood and hewn stones, so as to repair the breach in the house of the Lord, and on everyone who went out for the sake of the house, to repair it. But no silver drain pans, snuffers, sprinkling basins, trumpets, or any utensils of gold, or any utensils of silver, were made for the house of the Lord from the money which was brought to the house of the Lord, because they gave it to those doing the work, and they repaired the house of the Lord by means of it. And they did not hold the men to account to whom they handed the money, to give to those doing the work, because they acted faithfully. No money as a guilt offering or money as a sin offering was brought into the house of the Lord. That was for the priests. Then Hazael, king of Aramea, went up and waged war against Gath and captured it. And Hazael resolved to go up against Jerusalem. At this, Joash, king of Judah, took all the holy articles which Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah his fathers, kings of Judah, had sanctified, and his own holy articles, and all the gold present in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and in the house of the king, and he sent it all to Hazael, king of Aramea. Then he went up away from Jerusalem. And the rest of the affairs of Joash, and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and made a conspiracy, and they struck Joash down at the house of Millo, which extends down to Silah. And Jozabad, the son of Shimath, and Jehozabad, the son of Shomer, his servants, struck him down, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place.